I think it's a progression of a process that's been going on. In the diabetic patient, you have deterioration of kidney function, you have loss of vision, and in advanced cases, you have peripheral neuropathy or damage to the nerves in the feet, which causes ulcers and sometimes amputations. Mm-hmm. So it stands to reason if there's nerve damage in other areas, that there would be nerve damage or central nervous system damage, and whether it's through the vasculature or the nerve cells themselves in the brain. And I think that's a toxic effect of prolonged elevated blood sugar.
So it's not something that happens all of a sudden or just out of nowhere.
No, and that's not what they seem to find in this study. They compared a series of three tests over 20 years that they administered to over 13,000 patients identified as having prediabetes or diabetes. And they compared those participants with the non-diabetic population and found that there was cognitive decline that was measurable in the diabetic versus the non-diabetic.
How does diabetes affect memory loss?
You know, I think that just like in other organs, the kidneys and the nervous system and the eyes, that it's a toxic effect. You know, elevated blood sugar with the lack of insulin or insulin resistance, the blood sugar isn't getting where it needs to be to do what it needs to do. All of your cells need glucose, but the insulin or the defective insulin isn't helping the blood sugar to get there and to be utilized. And it causes damage by floating around in the system. Elevated blood sugar in general in the bloodstream is toxic wherever it is, and it seems to affect other end organs, so why not the brain? It stands to reason that the brain will be affected. And it's, yes, for at least 10 to 20 years, it's been noted that there is a dementia or a cognitive decline associated with the prolonged diabetes.
Are there symptoms of this to watch out for?
Drinking more, going to the bathroom more, and being fatigued all of the time, and you can't really explain why that is. Because diabetes usually persists, especially type 2, for a number of years before it's diagnosed, unlike type 1, where there's an absolute deficiency or the body is not making the insulin. With type 2, it's a slower process, and you
and
might not
be confused with other things or whatever.
You might think you're not getting enough sleep or you're not exercising enough. There might be other reasons to explain your fatigue. But if you have a history of high blood pressure, that's one reason to get checked for diabetes or any of these symptoms.
Once memory loss has been determined or detected and you can connect it to diabetes, is there a way to treat that?
The memory loss, once it's there, there's non-reversible memory loss. And if it's coming from the prolonged toxic effects of diabetes, it's unlikely that you can reverse the damage that's been done. But you can slow that progression by controlling the blood sugar.
So obviously the key here is to try to avoid developing diabetes.
This study was looking at later in life, but there are people that are diagnosed with diabetes in their teens and 20s. Even the type 2 that used to be type 1 was diagnosed earlier. You're seeing more and more type 2 and more obesity. One of the best gifts you can give your children is to demonstrate and to teach them a healthy lifestyle to prevent getting diabetes and the complications that they could have later on.
Dr. Bendel, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.